Hi, friends. This is Hinds, Albert Hinds, H-I-N-D-S. If you've listened to my other segments, you know that I'm a retired business economics professor, also retired from Sprint as a workforce manager, and Kansas Department of Agriculture. Was vested there for 10 years, Sprint 10 years, and I was in the classroom for 17 years. So I've had a professional career and also raised cattle on the Silver Hind since 1994, and I've retired from that now. I've had cattle and horses here, but they're all gone. I'm just kind of in a transition phase right now. My kids are grown and gone. My wife is gone to Arizona, living out there. For religious reasons, we're not exactly compatible, but we talk every day, we video chat every day, and we're still in love from a distance. I want to talk about some things that I believe, and I'm going to share these things with you. Number one, the message that I've been giving is keep the Ten Commandments, number one, because every religion is corrupt. And I'm talking about the Muslims, the Buddhists, the Hindus, the Jews, the Catholics, the Christian churches. That's about the Satanists, of course. And the people aren't. The people are innocent, pure-hearted. It's the doctrines that are being taught that have been corrupted over time by Lucifer, the serpent. That was his purpose, right? And to reign on this earth with blood and horror. And the purpose of the Q movement, which I'm associated with since October of 28th of 2017, publicly became aware of, and they did their first public drops, Q, military intelligence, was to eradicate Satanism earthwide within 3 years. It's called the Great Awakening. And the whole process has been very sophisticated, beyond our comprehension sophisticated. The Q drops that were dropped 2 years ago are being fulfilled almost to the day, sometimes to the minute, 2 years later. And the saying has been, the future proves past. That's the Q saying, the future proves the past. And that's what happens. If you look at what happened yesterday and go back 2 years, that's when the message was given that it was going to happen yesterday. That's how sophisticated it is. So I've given recommendations of X22 Report, and Truth and Art TV, and Praying Medic, Red Pill 78, Just Informed Talk, True Reporting, there's some others that I'm really fond of. I just can't think of their names right off the top of my head right now, but I have a disability. I have a service-connected disability from an injury I received at Fort Bragg in 1971 or two, and severe head injury, so I have cognitive skill decline, I have severe memory loss, and I'm dealing with that on a daily basis. If you listen to my other message, you know about my recently finding out about my father being who my father is, Elvis Aaron Presley. I know that sounds pretty crazy, but I'm sorry, it's true. And I have all the proof to prove that. You can listen to the other recording. It'll give the details. And if you want to see any of that information, if you want to see any of that proof, you can contact me at my email, corland11111, corland@gmail.com. And I can send you the records that I have online, soft copies. But today I wanted to just visit with you about my paradigm about this earth. And it's a significant change in what you're used to thinking, most of you. And this is the paradigm I had before, long before I found out about Elvis and long before the Q movement began. I became aware that we live in a finite space. You cannot prove curvature of this earth. The outer space paradigm has been a Hollywood cabal and a mainstream media cabal and a government cabal, a hidden agenda to deceive us. That's a big lie. So we live on an earth that, according to the Bible, which I believe is true, there's some of it that's been corrupted, I'm sure, and a lot of the good parts were left out. The book of Jasher, I believe it's called, is full of lots of good truths. It's mentioned in the Bible a couple of times. You can find it on the internet. Jasher or Jasher. The book of the just, I believe it's called, known as. Go through that. It's like five parts, and you'll enjoy every minute of it. It'll take you on a ride that you're going to get a lot of details about Abraham and Moses that you didn't know, and important details. And the 10 tribes of Israel, Jacob being called Israel, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, his sons, the battles that they were in, and the greatness of some of their leaders. Judah was such a fierce warrior. Joshua, such a fierce leader, great leader. And if you go back and look at those stories, there's no tolerance for those who are on the wrong side. If they're against you, if God is against you, you're going to get destroyed. That's my takeaway. So it's best to get with God. And my message is, keep the Ten Commandments. And repent if you're not. Just tell them you're sorry. You didn't know it was that important. You hadn't been taught that way. Or you drifted away from it and you've made some mistakes and you're sorry. And don't worry about your church wanting to drag you in and have some goofball interview you and tell him your faults. Just tell them to the Lord. He hears everything. He knows your thoughts. That's my opinion. And that's my belief. And that's my paradigm. And I'm pretty sure I'm right about that. The other thing that I think I'm right about is that I know I'm right about this, that there's a firmament over the earth, and we live in a finite space on this earth. And everything that comes to us is our script. It's ethereal data that comes through ethereal space, the space between you and your tractor, or you and the car, you and your kids in the living room next to you. There's data in that space. No space is empty. All space is full of matter. There is no space without matter. And ironically, there is no matter without space. You need a microscope to see it. But there's so much that we don't understand. We do know that we have a beautiful phone made by the communist Chinese, Apple. And on this phone, we can receive pictures instantaneously, real time. That's pretty significant. That ought to give you a clue that through the ethereal space, data travels and is captured. It's captured by the NSA, and also the Chinese are capturing it, and they're analyzing it. And that's why you're getting ads on your phone for things you didn't tell anybody that you wanted to know about, but you're going to get advertisements for things you've mentioned to somebody that you want to have a walk-in tub, and tomorrow you'll get an ad on your phone for a walk-in tub. I mean, that's how it works. Most of you have figured that out already. So, understand that we have sophisticated military operations going on right now, earthwide. It's called the Q Movement. It's eradicating Satanism. Everything that's happening is all planned and staged. It's been planned. This virus was planned. The masking of us was planned. It's locking us up at home was planned. The riots on the streets of America are planned. It's the takedown of the Obama regime is something that's happening due to the rule of law, the Constitution, the rule of law. Law is blind. Justice is blind. And no matter how many false flags or how many uprisings you see on the streets of America or in the countries that you're in, if there's a just, like right now we've got this justice issue going on with the Obama regime and all of these false flags, is supposed to be to take our eye off the ball and take the focus off of what's happening. Those corrupt people are going to get tried, and they're going to get hung for treason. Many of them are going to get hung, not just jailed, hung. Military tribunals after the election, I believe, is the Q drops. If the Q drops, if I'm interpreting them correctly, it's after 11/3, you're going to see military martial law. You're going to see people going to military tribunals from the Obama administration. And many others in the Bush administration, in the Clinton administration, in the Hollywood regime, in the mainstream media, and the churches that have been involved. This is all going to be cleaned up, brothers and sisters, because the Messiah is coming. He is coming. And he has a vanguard here on the earth at this time. And each member of that vanguard has a different purpose and a different mission to help prepare Earth, to help transition you and Earth into the time when he arrives. And guess what? He's in the neighborhood. He will come in glory. And in this same ethereal space that you can't see anything, but you know it's there, he will appear with a host of heaven in glory. Here's an example. It was, I believe it was Jacob who was trying to leave with Rachel and Leah. And I hope that wasn't Isaac, but I do get them confused. But anyway, that's not the point of the story. They were moving out from the father-in-law's and moving back to where Isaac was. This is Jacob. And along the road, Esau was out to get Jacob when he heard he was coming. And he had 400 men with him, and they were going out to destroy Jacob and Jacob's family. And Jacob prayed to the Lord because the Lord had told him to leave and go back to the land of Canaan, where Abraham had been promised that it would be given to him and his posterity. And so Jacob prayed. And if I've got the names wrong, forgive me, you Bible thumpers. I'm not that good of a Bible scholar, but I do know some. I'm just may have this mixed up, but the point I'm going to get to, I'm not mixed up about. And that is, in answer to the prayer, the Lord had four angels come to help And the first angel appeared unto Esau as several hundred warriors on horseback. And they rode past him, and they were the first group. And they informed him of who they were. They were friends of Jacob. And that if Esau wasn't a friend of Jacob, they would have destroyed him and his party, all of them. And of course, Esau says, well, yeah, I'm going out to meet him. We're friends. He's my brother. I'm going out to meet him. The next group said the same thing. And four different angels came by with these large groups of men on horseback and well-armed. And by the time Esau got to Jacob, he was coming to welcome him and to let him know he was glad to see him coming because the Lord had put the fear into him by the use of these angels. How did these angels create these army of men on horses, armed and appearing real? Do you think that's hard for the Lord? Do you think in this ethereal space there isn't enough matter for an angel to pull that together of resurrected beings and let them be seen? Don't you know there are resurrected beings out there in that ethereal space under the firmament on this earth in the finite space that we live in? That's my paradigm. They're not coming from way out yonder. They're here. It's all here. When we die, we don't go anywhere. We stay here. Our signal stays in the ethereal space. Our body goes in the ground. And that's how it works. We don't die. Our phone wears out. And so, in the future, you're going to be given choices to follow the mark of the beast, to follow the Antichrist. There's going to be a false flag. There's going to be a fake second coming. And it's going to be coming from the south, from Antarctica. And the Nazis are behind it. The Satanists are behind it. And when that day comes, and it may not be for 3 or 4 more years, I don't know when that's going to happen. But I do know it's planned, just like the virus is planned. And look what they did with that, and look how it messed up the earth. And forever, they've got us now on the balls of our feet. You know, if you're playing defense, you athletes, you get up on the balls of your feet and you're looking to the right and you're looking to the left. You get down on the crouch and you're down low and you're looking around to see, okay, which way is the ball going to come from? Where do I need to do to intercept it? What do I need to do to guard and defend? That's where we are right now. Be on guard and be prepared. They're coming with more bullshit. And yeah, you might lose your head. You know, but I don't think so. I think the Lord is going to protect those of us who choose to follow Him. Just like the story of Abraham, which I read that in the book I was just talking about. They threw him in the fiery furnace. I don't even know if that story is in your Bible, but it's in the book of Jasner. It's in the book of the just. It should be in the Bible. But they took Abraham and they heated up the fire. And they threw him in the fire along with his older brother. And his older brother burned up. It's a long, beautiful story. I won't go into the long, beautiful story, but I will tell you that it come out that Abraham was wearing a loincloth and that was it. And they tied him up and it killed a dozen of them when they threw him in the furnace. It burned up a dozen of the men, the judges that were pushing to have him killed. And it killed 8 of them when they took him out. He went in there and stayed in there for 2 or 3 days. It didn't burn the loincloth off of him. It burnt the cords off of him that were binding him. Don't have any doubts in the power of God and those who he wants to protect. And he will honor those who honor him. Keep the commandments. If you haven't been, tell him you're sorry. Get on the right team. Judah and Joshua and Moses, they were great, great men of God. And Abraham and Daniel and Enoch and Noah. Were they perfect? No. But they tried to be. They spent a lot of time working at it. And they got a lot of trust. They put a lot of trust in the Lord God. And you need to have that same kind of faith. You're going to have it. But the beauty of it is, it's all a script. And we all have a part to play. And it's not the end of the world. When we make mistakes, or we fail, or we come up short, it's expected. We're not all going to be able to deliver, you know, that touchdown pass, or that no-look pass, or that slam dunk. You know, we may trip over our shoelaces on the way to the goal. Don't worry. It's the intention of your heart that matters. And just put him first and try your best. And he's going to make up the difference. That's for sure. He might have to send an angel to help somebody like you or me, because we're not capable. And if he does, that's pretty good, isn't it? And so I'm asking everybody to put your trust in the Lord and repent. And don't worry about your church, what your church is asking you to do, or what your church has said you're good for. They may have said you're good for nothing. They may have locked you out. Don't worry about it. Keep the Ten Commandments and opened up the gates and the doors of heaven. And the blessings of heaven will come upon you. And I do believe that. And I say that in the name of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Amen. God bless us all. Especially our president. And other leaders on this earth who have chosen to follow the Lord. And for those who have become Satanists and are following the communists, there's a place for you. You're playing your role, you're playing your part. You've chosen to follow Lucifer. Here's the other little thing I do believe. Under the earth, there are civilizations besides this one that we don't know much about. And there's so many of them are so much better off than we are, I'm sure. So, don't worry. I wouldn't worry too much about outer space. I'd worry about what's under the earth. What's inside this earth that we walk on? What's down under there? You might find out there's a lot more going on down there than you realize. Like the Nazis found out in Antarctica. There's so much we've been lied to about, friends. We don't live on a spinning ball. You cannot prove curvature. Amen.